With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, the third chapter of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. The Rambam writes in Halacha Hey that Barashoina originally Hoyu Mekablin Edus HaChodesh B'chol Yom Shloshim. The Beis Din would accept the witnesses testifying regarding their seeing of the new moon throughout the 30th day. The 30th day is the day that if indeed the witnesses are going to be accepted by a Beis Din, then that day becomes day number one of the new month. However, says the Rambam, that Pamachas, it happened once, that Nishtau ho Eidim Melovei ad Bein Harbayim, that the witnesses were delayed and they did not come until the end of the day, until evening. And that time, that month, v'niskal kuluba migdash v'liyodu mayasu. This created a terrible confusion in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim did not know what to do. What was their question? So let's read exactly what the Rambam writes. Their question, it was, im yasu oylo shebein huarbayim, whether they should bring the afternoon karban tamid, shema yavoyo ha'edim, right? Because maybe the witnesses will come and that day will become, after the witnesses come, it will become Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, there's a special Musaf offering, a special Musaf Karban, but no Karbanos could be brought after the afternoon daily Tamid. So they didn't know whether to bring the daily Tamid or whether to wait, because maybe the witnesses will come and you're going to have to bring a Musaf. And you will no longer be allowed to bring the Musaf if indeed they would have already brought the afternoon Tamid. And that was a terrible thing. So what then? Beis Din stood up and they made a decree that we should not accept witnesses testifying regarding the sighting of the new moon only up until Mincha. And Bechlal, when you learn, Mincha is 9.5 hours from the morning in seasonal hours. Approximately 3:30 p.m. Furthermore, says that Amam in Halachavod. Now, what's going to happen? Imigia Mincha, this time arrives, and the witnesses did not come. So, because of their decree, the Tamid should be in Harbayim, the afternoon Tamid is brought. What happens now, says that Ambam, if witnesses come after the Tamid is brought? So, here says that Ambam, well, if witnesses come now, then on one hand, that day is declared Rosh Chodesh, but then you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh. That day is declared Rosh Chodesh, and the next day is declared Rosh Chodesh, and the Musaf is brought on the next day. Now really, if you look in the Gemara, in the source of these halachas, it appears that the concept of having 2 days Rosh Chodesh was only on Rosh Hashanah, and the Rambam here clearly in Halacha Vav is making a statement which does not bechlal specify Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam is saying that if witnesses come any month after the 3:30 p.m., after they brought the afternoon Tamid, then that day is Rosh Chodesh, and so is the next. So says the Rebbe, as recorded in Likutei Sichos Chelek Tes, page 188, in footnote 31, that really there's a machlokes between Rashi and Rambam. Because when you look in the Gemara, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, the issue that happened, as we just learned here together, in Halacha Hey, was not about whether they should bring the Karban of the afternoon or whether they should bring Musaf. Rashi understands that whole issue was what song should be sung with the Karban. And indeed, according to Rashi's understanding of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, then ultimately the only time that they would have a 2 day Rosh Chodesh in the times of Chazal was only on Rosh Hashanah. But the Rambam, as he writes in Halacha Hey, understood that whole Gemara differently. It was not about which song they should sing, but it was about which Karban should be brought. And as the Rambam explains in Halacha Hey, that doubt is not connected to Aleph Tishrei. That doubt is taka connected to every Rosh Chodesh. So indeed, Rambam Lishitasoi holds that whenever the witnesses came after they brought the afternoon Tamid, you had already then a 2 day Rosh Chodesh.